products available.
We're at the start of another work week. For those of you who have a normal work week, hope you had a great weekend. Kate Delaney, the name of the show, America Tonight. Coast to coast, all those nooks and crannies in between. We love our nooks and crannies. Big shout out to our friends in Portland, also in Washington, in Illinois, in Connecticut, Texas. Everybody listening to the show, we appreciate all the kind words and the support. If you have any thoughts, you can always send them to us at americatonight.net, by the way. And thanks to Paula for her pound cake. Somebody sent me the recipe I've been asking for years. Does anyone have a pound cake recipe? She does, and I've been jogging every day to try to get that extra pound or two that I gained from making that pound cake. Well, it's going to be a little bit lighter when it comes to the Republican race for president, because it looks like John Huntsman is getting ready to drop out of this thing. Huntsman really, I think, felt as though he started to gain some momentum, especially New Hampshire. He felt like something good was going to happen in New Hampshire. But, of course, everybody running tells you positive things, and they act as if they can make things turn around on a dime because they've got supporters and people are rallying around them, and they get sucked into all the excitement. But inevitably, in looking at the numbers, he came to his senses and realized, yeah, if I continue down this road, it's going to be tougher and tougher to get the money I need to run. So it's probably one of those family things. They sit down, they meet, and then they try to make up their mind as to whether or not this guy who was the former ambassador to China and the governor of Utah could really, really compete in South Carolina's primary on Saturday. He finished third in New Hampshire, and then he focused everything in New Hampshire. I mean, he put all the eggs in that basket. Now in South Carolina, it looks like he's saying adios, that this is it. I'm going to call this off. It's going to be official, apparently, on Monday. And what happens when somebody drops out of the race, as all of you know, it's about that endorsement. Who is Huntsman going to go with? Well, it's pretty obvious he's going to say that he's going to throw his support to Mitt Romney. And that's probably going to be part of what will happen when he drops out. So that means that's one less contender in this thing, one less person running for the Republican ticket and the big chance to rally the troops and go after that all-important middle ground that the Democrats and the Republicans are going to fight over, to be sure. And listen, the incumbent president always has the advantage, no matter what you think you've heard. They always, always have the advantage. Watch what happens with jobs. Watch what happens with the economy. This is going to be the territorial tug of war between whoever gets it on the Republican side and Barack Obama's people, certainly, as we get closer to the summer. All right, coming up in this hour of America Tonight, we're going to talk about money and what you should look for in this coming year, things to pay attention to when it comes to the markets. We know a lot of you are worried because you're getting closer to retirement, or maybe you're a long way away from retirement, and you want to figure out some things that you could do without a whole lot of cash that might help secure your future, if there is such a thing. You know, do that now instead of wait until it's a little bit too late. So we're going to talk to Saul Album. We're going to take you to Oslo, Norway, and our financial man will chat with us coming up in another 15 minutes or so here on ATN. But before we get there, there was some scary news over the weekend, and a lot of people take cruises, so all of you can relate to this. I mean, really, how many people listening to my voice right now have ever in their life taken a cruise? I bet you about 50% at least of this audience has gone on a cruise. In fact, in my own crowd, I'm one of the few people who hasn't taken a cruise, even a little 3-day cruise. I never was interested in them. And even though people would tell me how great they were and, you know, how amazing it was, how much you could see and how relaxing and whatever, I never took a cruise. So Unfortunately, for some people who were taking a cruise in Italy, it ended in just absolute disaster. I saw the pictures of it, and this is a weird thing to say, but it reminded me a little bit of the Titanic. Of course, I didn't see any iceberg, but you see the ship going down, the Costa Concordia, and this was a boat that was owned by a Genoa-based cruise company, and you had all kinds of different people that were on this, by the way. There were Americans, there were people from all over, you know, all over the world that were on this, not just Italian folks. It was a luxury cruise liner. At least five people are dead. So, you know, how did this happen? It hit rocks, it rolled on its side, and you had 3,200 passengers and 1,000 crew members very close to shore. And what the locals say, because I've been watching, I've been fascinated by this stuff, what the locals are saying is that the seabed is just, you know, knotted up with rocks. So somehow it ran aground. But there was no mayday. There was none of that kind of stuff. So here's what a couple had to say about what happened when this boat ran aground.
We could see the land at that point, so we just jumped into the water and people started following us. There was probably 150 to 200 of us that swam to land. And then we looked back and we could see the part we were just standing on starting to go underwater. So we got off in just the right time.
We placed it on the floor and it said that we were at 17 degrees at the angle of the ship. And we waited about 20, 30 minutes and took it out, put it on the floor again. It said 19 degrees and we noticed that we were tilting, we were tipping over. Maybe 20, 30 minutes later, it was at 22 to 23 degrees. The employees that were around us, the staff were, I would say, low-level staff, cooks, people that clean the ship. They were just one of us trying to get off the boat. There was nobody in charge after that one person walked by. I think all of them were operating the lifeboats because they had motors on them to drive away. So all of them got on boats and left. The most frustrating part was when we went to jump, the staff member said, don't jump, stay on the ship. And the ship was turning so fast, we were watching the arm on that held the lifeboat going underwater as we speak. And so we jumped and swam as fast as we could because we didn't want to get trapped on the boat.
Well, can you imagine a scary scenario? And this ship, by the way, was headed, it was off the coast of Tuscany, and this happened on Friday the 13th. There were the five people killed that I mentioned. At least 20 people were injured, and it was just too close to inland. You could see it. How does that happen? Here's what the captain was asked about it. Here's what the captain had to say.
We were the last to leave the ship.
Because remember, the captain's supposed to stay till the end. We were the last to leave the ship. The captain, by the way, is under arrest. So they're investigating what happened with him and why were they that close to the shore and, you know, how could they not have known that?
Also, there's a report out, too, that I just read a little bit ago that he, in fact, deserted the ship while the evacuation was going on.
And said he was there, huh? Wow,
right.
I didn't know that. Oh, that's crazy. And see, the Costa Cruises ultimately is owned, it's a Genoa company, but it's owned by Carnival's Corporation. So they're trying to figure this out. You heard that one couple talking, and a lot of people jump on those boats in Italy and take cruises. So that's pretty scary to think that they were smart enough to jump off the side. Can you imagine? I mean, that's what you have to do. See, that's the thing. You got to take matters into your own hands. If we learn anything from the Titanic, just figure it out yourself, folks, right? And that's what they did. They figured it out themselves and swam for land and didn't wait for anyone to tell them anything. All right, we're going to Norway next. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, everybody. Jason Lewis here. Once again, for my friends at Midas Resources, these are hard times for investors. You don't know which way to go. Is the market going to recover? Is the Washington spending machine going to continue? And that means a lot of debt and maybe printing money to cover the debt. They call it monetizing the debt, but that's a fancy way of saying inflation. And a lot of people are worried about that. So you need the ultimate inflation hedge, and that's gold. Now, let me be clear about this. Commodities fluctuate in price. They can go up and down. Very volatile. There's no guarantee. But if you want the ultimate inflation hedge, you need to talk to my friends at Midas Resources. The number, 1-800-686-2237. If you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to have it in your possession, call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. It's Midas Resources, 1-800-686-2237 for gold, and tell them Jason sent you.
Long Range Patrol Ration Entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the Freeze Dry Guy is offering a limited time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com, your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
I must have dreamed a thousand dreams.
Mirror, mirror on the wall, will we have enough money to retire at all? That's the question probably some of you are asking yourself every day when you go to take that shave or brush your teeth. I don't want to be a Debbie Downer. I am hoping that all of you are opening your eyes to what the possibilities are for your financial future, and it means just taking the reins. That's what it is. Take the reins and pay attention to what's happening. So, in that effort to turn things around, of course, for a very long time, we've had my pal, Saul Albom, financial guru to America Tonight, joining us here on the show to talk about all kinds of things financial. Brand new year, brand new opportunities. We hope things are headed in a positive direction in your life. Hey, Saul.
Hey, Kate, you know, let's be the master of our fates and the captains of our soul. And certainly we are all masters of our financial fates. And we look forward to talking with your viewers in 2012. And there's always money to be made somewhere. There's always a bull market. And with Kate here, the best investor I know, one day, Kate, we're going to run a hedge fund together. We're going to make her the chief investment officer. And we'll be there, and we'll talk about the opportunities and where we can get it all together.
I'd love that. I'd love to help people. It's funny. I just saw this movie, and it's it was called I Don't Know How She Does It, and it's just a silly movie. But in the movie, the woman who is played by Sarah Jessica Parker has an idea for a fund to help people who are retiring put their money in a place where they at least feel like it can grow and it's safer. And that's her whole premise throughout the movie. She's trying to get this thing off the ground, and then they name the hedge fund after her, which is pretty interesting.
Yeah, so, I don't watch the girly movies anymore. You have to talk to my
I don't watch girly movies anymore. Yeah, there's nothing to invest there. But you know what? People are really asking a lot of questions about, and I've always been curious about this too, because I know there's a lot of, there's a lot of pitfalls to this. There can be some real highs and some real lows, and you know a lot about oil and gas investments, and there's a lot of scams and there's a lot of good things out there. How do you, when you decide you want to go this route, what are things you should look for?
You know, that's great, Kate, and this is going to be truly one of the ways that your investors can diversify themselves out of stocks, out of real estate, out of gold, out of silver, and a lot of crazy that's going on. Now, granted, there's going to be crazy. Unfortunately, you step into one crazy and join into another. So let me first say that is that there's a lot of fraud in the oil and gas business on the small side, okay?
Yeah.
And you have to be very, very careful. And I would definitely recommend that first, the first thing you do if you decide that after you do the research yourself, that you put in a little bit of money and then you watch it. And then maybe you lose something, okay? So just so you learn, even if it's just a few thousand dollars, geez, if you have a few thousand dollars, but okay. But first of all, I don't recommend checking out oil and gas stuff until you've already paid off your credit cards. And second, you've gotten close to max or you're maxing or you've done a lot in your IRAs or your 401ks. It's just that it's good to have the oil and gas there, but there's a lot of risk to it on the small side. It's not the oil is the problem. It's the small company risk that's the problem. And so, again, pay off your credit cards first, then start putting into your IRAs, and then start looking at your oil and gas. The major reason why you invest in oil and gas is, one, again, it's not a stock, so you get a different type of return. Two, it's you get a tax deduction for it, just like an IRA. So you invest in an IRA, you invest $1,000, you write off $1,000, you invest in oil and gas, you get a write-off, and then some of your income coming back from it is not going to be taxed also. And that's a little too much into the geeky, into the numbers to, well, you know, maybe we can get over in an article on your website, but not too much. But basically, to protect yourself, you know, you really need to buy through an – first thing you need to do is buy through an investment broker. You stay away from the boiler rooms, cold calls, once-in-a-lifetime opportunities. You got to really do a program that's through your licensed, okay, bonded financial advisor. That's the first thing. So what'll happen is investing in oil and gas is very not only labor intensive, it's capital intensive, meaning that you need a lot of money. You need $1 million, $2 million sometimes just to put a single hole in the ground. Okay, so they need a lot of money, so that means they call through a lot of people to get it. Second of all, you need to do background checks, and you need to have at least the due diligence report on the oil and gas company. So you need to make sure who you're dealing with isn't a fraud. You need to be able – you just can't look them in the eye and know. I've been lied to countless times. And, Kate, remember when we used to work on the startup, you know, CEOs would talk to us up and down. We could have, again, a whole show about us being lied to, me and Kate. Maybe just on personal levels, right? So you got to do the background checks. And secondly, bankruptcy checks, lost bill checks, credit checks. But one thing, here's a secret pro tip. Oil and gas go through cycles where they go through bankruptcy and then do well, boom and bust, depending on the oil and gas prices. So if someone has potential bankruptcies on their one or maybe even two bankruptcies on their record, that's not a big deal, especially in the oil and gas business. Does that make sense, Kate? Did I explain that well?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Very good.
So you don't want to get the – you want to be careful about the – and by the way, so everybody knows, Saul is joining us from Oslo, Norway, when he comes on the show with us, because people have asked me where is Saul coming from, where is he located. Be careful about the calls. When somebody calls you up and they start to ask you questions and they're cold calling you, like you say, there are a lot of boiler rooms that are set up. It's different than you pursuing it.
Yes, and it's just like in the movies. and I'm not going to get into my personal experience with boiler rooms. I've seen them. You know, I've had to fire a client. I mean, I had this brought on by a client last year to talk with them and bring them into hedge funds and things like that. And they were running a boiler room, and we had to fire them because they were breaking laws. It's illegal to solicit oil and gas investments if they're structured in the way that 90% are structured. So you can't go out and call people for them. It's illegal. You need to have a prior relationship, which is where the registered broker comes in. Second big red flag is where they don't talk to you about your personal situation, where they don't talk to you about the risks. So if I'm like, hey, Kate, I got this great oil well for you, you can't lose. Well, that's
right.
When you start smelling.
Right, because you're not telling me that there's no definite guarantee or we'd all take it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm invested in oil and gas wells, and you know what? Sometimes some of my family members own some, and some of them don't. Some of them can't or don't like the risk. Some of them have a lot more money than me and don't, and just have it because they haven't lost money.
So, right.
And they don't like the risk. So, second of all, it doesn't. Sometimes it just doesn't matter. It's why I'm not blanket recommending oil and gas just in general, and I'm being very careful whenever I do it. Or I should say, not blanket, but say it's a component, but you got to be very careful. Is that a lot of times, Kate, it won't even matter. You could have the greatest guys and the greatest teams, and if they miss, the geology's bad.
They miss, yeah.
They miss.
Yeah.
You get a tax deduction, but that's it. So, you know, look for transparency. Look for the guys that are proud to show you the books, that want to show you the books, okay? That go to UK and say, hey, you know, I got a great deal, but you know, here are the risks that come along with it. I think I can make you some good money. Here's the money I've made before.
Yeah. Yeah, you said that there are tax benefits though.
Yes, yeah, absolutely. It's just to simplify it a little bit. Usually oil and gas investments, and I'm going to talk reality here, are for wealthy guys and in institutions that want tax write-offs. Right now you get the income. It's kind of like real estate, or think of oil and gas like real estate. You have property, you develop the property, you depreciate the property. I'm speaking to some guys that maybe own some real estate out there. And, it's got a different kind of risk, of course. It's based, in my opinion nowadays, your major risk is your management risk, is not getting fraud. But there's a lot of great oil and gas guys out there, and unfortunately there's not a lot of good ones either. But, you take a look at the structure and you make sure you're getting fair third party evaluation. I don't know, Kate, am I getting too
No, wealthy? No, that's good. I think for people listening, the third party evaluations is for them to look at it.
Yeah, so a lot of times what happens is you bring your money, a promoter, or I shouldn't say promoter, an oil and gas guy will bring his properties, okay?
Right.
So if I bring $1 million in property and you bring $1 million in cash, or you and all of our listeners,
right,
bring $1 million in cash, that means we end up 50-50. So you got to make sure that evaluation isn't worth $50,000.
Oh, absolutely. That's key. All right, we have other things to talk to Saul about. That's coming up next here on America Tonight. Stay with us.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you don't want to be unprepared, BePrepared.com. BePrepared.com is the official site of Emergency Essentials, the 24-year leader in emergency preparedness. Why do they lead? Because of best value, best selection, and their low price guarantee. Take advantage of BePrepared.com's inventory reduction sale going on right now. Save up to 43% on food storage and emergency supplies. Up to 43%. For example, Be Prepared with freeze-dried peaches and strawberries, freeze-dried roast beef, 182-piece first aid kits, 9-meal MRE kits, a waterproof multifunction emergency LED flashlight for only $3.99, and much more. BePrepared.com. All supplies last. But hurry, sale ends when inventory's gone. Call 800-999-1863. That's 800-999-1863. Or online at BePrepared.com. BePrepared.com. Best value, best selection, and low price guarantee. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed, without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Sure, there are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like Elderberry Power, Orgicillin, Olive Leaf Capsules, Grapefruit Seed Extract, and Respir 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't forget Vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super winter special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes: whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Back to Norway, Oslo, in fact, to talk to our pal, Saul Album, financial guru to this show. Saul, somebody sent me an email here, Al, and said, ask him what temperature it is. What's the temperature in Norway?
Right now, it's just a few below. It's one of the most mild winters, in the last 30 years. Last year was one of the coldest in 30 years, and it was the coldest in Sweden for 80 years. I mean, literally, the funny thing is you go to the bars or you hang out with your Norwegian friends, and they were complaining last year about how cold it was. It was so cold. And this year, it's not so bad. It kind of feels like a New York, like a New York type of winter, or maybe a Canadian winter. It's not so bad. It's just a few degrees. And when it snows, it keeps just a few degrees above freezing, which if you have the big, heavy coat, it's no problem. It's not so bad. Next year, it's probably bad.
Yeah, that's a good thing for you, definitely. You don't have to bundle up quite as much. I keep thinking you'd be like Nanook of the North, only you'd be our Saul, somewhere wrapped up in all those blankets and coats walking down the street. But not if it's like that, because, you know, that's gloves and a scarf and whatever.
Yeah, the Jews can take cold.
You are brutal. Politics. Let's talk about politics and how that affects our wallets. I always say, what's in your wallet? That's what the Republicans and the Democrats are both asking right now, and both fighting for that ground that we're creating jobs or they're not creating jobs, that kind of thing. And we're seeing that now the the politics has switched to South Carolina, the primary, and it looks like John Huntsman is going to officially drop out on Monday, so the field is narrowing. Mitt Romney has the edge, but as somebody from that background, what do you think I think the Democrats will use Bain capital against him, everything that happened with Bain, and I don't know that that's been such a great thing for Newt Gingrich, who is really hammering him on that.
You know, politically, I don't think so either, because it's not true. The United States, our envy of the world, is our patents, our laws, systems of a rule of law, and our capital markets. And part of the reason why the capital markets is the private equity. Private equity, and I've worked with these guys for the last 3 years in investment banking. These guys don't go in, and it's not barbarians at the gate where they do hostile takeovers. 90% of the deals that they do is an inside deal between management and the owners, and taking them in, bringing in consultants like McKinsey and the Boston Consulting Group, and trying to make these companies grow. Is that private equity's job is to take over from the idiot kids.
Yes.
Right, so you got the entrepreneur comes in and they got the kids and they made all this money and the kids are spoiled and they don't want to leave the money, don't want to leave the company to the kids. They want to leave it to the management and the employees. Well, how do you do that? Well, you got to bring in consultants, private equity to buy it out. Okay. Now the kids got cash and they turn into Paris Hilton. Do you really want Paris Hilton running? Yeah, exactly. That's what private equity comes in. So that's what it does. And it's not a winning issue. I mean, private equity is the real guys. They're not hackers, like Mark Cuban says. The hedge funds are hackers, hacking, you know, on this high frequency trading stuff. The PE funds are real guys, just like Warren Buffett. What do you think Warren Buffett is? Gigantic private equity fund. There you go.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so I think they'll still try to hammer it. The Democrats will still try to hammer him with that. But I read the thing in Vanity Fair magazine, just laying out how many people lost jobs and what happened at these companies. But I don't think it's gonna. I don't think it's gonna tank Romney.
Yeah. Do you? No. Well, I mean, that's you know, Kate. I could just tell you that I'm not qualified really to answer that as far as how the politics of it will be. I can just tell you that it's totally incorrect and that. I can't say everyone, because you got some real jerks right in this, on that side. But, you know, the guys who go into private equity are the guys that got straight A's and were captain of the football team back in high school. Okay, those are the guys who get into private equity. They're really freaking smart, and they're really nice, actually, most of them, because they got to buy and run companies. They can't alienate the employees. So, no, they're really cool. And whether it be a political thing or not, you know, who the hell, Kate, I think you're more qualified to answer that than I am.
Yeah. But it's interesting you're talking about what really happens in some of these situations with these companies. So shifting from that to something that we talk about all the time, and here we are, tax time again, IRAs and the Roth versus the standard, which is better? I mean, it just depends on your economic situation, right?
Yeah, yeah, it just depends. You know, I'm in favor of the Roth IRA because I think taxes will be going up in the future. But it really, you know, if you're having a tough time now, again, we talked about this at the beginning of this last segment, was, you know, pay off your credit card debts. And then secondly, you know, I'm just going to say this, you know, flip a coin. And for the average person, it doesn't really matter. Just pay off your credit card debt and just start putting some money in stocks, bonds, some gold, some of this stuff. And you know, flip a coin. You know, have a monkey throw some darts. You're going to be better. You know, I mean, that's what I could tell you is that, in my opinion, okay, we want to get scientific. The Roth will be better. I think taxes are going up. You know, we got trillions of dollars in debt. You know, we're watching the Keynesian endpoint in Spain, Italy, Greece, the southern Catholic pig states in Europe, and you know things are going to get tough, things are going to get bad. We could talk about that also, but one thing I didn't talk about on the political side, we just kind of skipped over, was that Mitt Romney's top contributors on the political side, Kate. You got one guess, and I'll give you a hint for his top contributor, and it goes with the giant squid. Does that
A giant squid.
Goldman Sachs.
You're not going to say Goldman Sachs, are you?
That's right. Okay,
Goldman Sachs is the top contributor to the president.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. So Obama's got $9.9 million from laws, from lawyers and law groups, $9.4 million from the securities, and God knows what is money's floating around from these super PACs that are not saying who's backing them. Okay, but in Mitt Romney's top contributors, the Goldman Sachs, Credit Suisse, HIG Capital, which is a private equity fund. Actually, there's some really good guys at HIG, though. Barclays, Kirk & Ellis, which is a real estate development group. I know those guys, too. Bank of America, of course, PricewaterhouseCoopers, and J.P. Morgan. I mean, when the left wing criticizes capitalism for being a handmaiden of the banks and the moneyed interest, maybe they're right? So,
except for that, they're doing the same thing. Like I said, with Obama, with those dinners where they were arranged and they were $35,000 each, and his biggest contributor is Goldman Sachs too. So, see, that's the problem.
Yeah, this whole Frank God bill.
Yeah.
They're buying influence. Nobody knows what's going on. And, on the political side, this is what I guess I'm trying to arrive at, is that it's just we really at this point have a one party financial state, which is why the S&P 500 index is trading at anywhere between a 70 to 80% correlation, meaning that you take any stock and I can give you the S&P 500, how it did, and that's how the stock's going to do, or vice versa. So we're all moving in unison, which is why last time when I was on the show, I said I was complaining to you about gold. It's 2012, and we're talking about gold and silver instead of stocks. That's because that there's so much money and there's so much macro and there's so much regulatory uncertainty that it matters so much on your political landscape. So your vote actually matters so much. And there you go. Okay.
Yeah, see that, I think that people, I'm glad you said that your vote matters so much, because I think people don't think it matters that much, but ultimately it does. And it might more in the future if it's weighted toward the popular vote, because there's a big movement for that.
I agree.
We'll see.
I'm sorry?
We'll see what happens with that movement, but I like that. I like the idea of weighting it more toward the popular vote.
Oh, the weighting it towards the popular vote, that versus the Electoral College.
Yeah.
That's a great point. I could just say that if you're a small state guy, if you come from New Hampshire, Vermont, or Minnesota, then you should be for that. If you're obviously a big state person, you're not going to be for that. But the thing is that it skews, this is an institutional issue, because it skews the voting, obviously. We could get the major population centers together, let's say Dallas, Chicago, New York, LA, San Francisco, maybe Houston, I don't know, Philadelphia, and then we'll say, we're going to get all the money, the rest of the country starves. So it plays a different effect. It creates different incentives for the presidency. So I don't know if it's going to be better. I don't know if it's going to be worse. I'd be interested to hear your arguments or people's arguments for and against the Electoral College.
Yeah, well, I think what you said was accurate. If you're from a smaller place, it's better. If you're from a larger state, a California, a New York, a bigger state, Florida, you're not going to think that that's going to matter as much when you wait it out, I think.
Yeah. It doesn't matter that much, but it definitely matters for the presidency. But I'll tell you what I would like to see reform, but I don't know how to do it. I don't know what the solution is the gerrymandering on the congressional office, and believe it or not, I'm going to get hung for this one, but a removal of the 24th of the 19th Amendment, where the senators are directly elected by the people. That
yeah.
one you could me out of the window for it, that's where I'd like to see some reform.
Yeah, boy, there's a lot of places where we could tweak that reform, and it would probably help us financially. So would you believe it? We're out of time, but this was all good stuff. Kicking around with you is always fun. We'll talk to you again in another 2 weeks.
You got it, Kate. We'll try not to lose all our money through inflation in the meantime.
Exactly. Thanks, Saul Album, joining us from Oslo, Norway. All right, coming up on the flip side, we're going to head to the mailbag.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Have you ever seen a U.S. postage stamp featuring Abraham Lincoln, Ben Franklin, or George Washington? If you're into stamp collecting, you know it's a fun, affordable hobby. America's leading stamp dealer is the Mystic Stamp Company, and they want you to have their free 140-page color catalog. Go to mysticstampad.com, the website of the Mystic Stamp Company, serving stamp collectors since 1923. Mystic Stamp is well known in the industry for its experience, superior customer service, and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Go to mysticstampad.com to request your free 140-page U.S. stamp color catalog, packed with collecting tips, special offers, color photos, and over 4,600 available stamps. Call 800-433-7811 or go to mysticstampad.com. That's 800-433-7811 and ask for your free U.S. stamp catalog or mysticstampad.com. Mystic Stamp Company, America's leading stamp dealer.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com. Utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Tonight, in fact, we're going to jam on the phones. If you want to throw in your two cents to some of the stuff we've been kicking around or something else, feel free to dial up these digits, 800-259-5791. Sam in Montreal. Hello, Sam.
How are you doing, gorgeous?
Good. How are you, buddy? Did you have a great weekend?
Let's see. The Canadians won two games in a row.
That's good.
Yeah, we went. Jewel and I went to the game Saturday night. They beat Ottawa 4-0.
Mm.
Okay, and they won. And tonight they beat Tortorella and his Rangers 4-1.
Ooh, that's huge.
Yeah, and my Packers, yay. Okay, now let's talk political.
Wait, your Packers, yay?
Yeah, I'm a Packer. Yeah, my
Packers
yay,
lost.
I know. That's why. Yay, because I'm a Giants fan.
Oh, Giants! I got it. Okay.
Okay. Okay, now let's talk political. I was talking to some friends of mine who live in the Tri-State area in New York, New Jersey, Connecticut. They say Romney and Christie would be a perfect fit because they're both right-wing and they both talk the same language. At least that's done the provision that Christie says yes.
Well, you know what? It's interesting because we had this conversation with a lot of people in New Hampshire, and also we just talked to Ken Bassinet from Kiplinger,
right.
And he's covered politics for a long time. And I heard the same. I heard from a really good source that they really wanted Chris Christie because of his popularity, that kind of thing. But then, if you have two sides of the same coin, is that what you really want?
Right.
Because remember, you don't want the person who's the VP to trip you up. You
right.
want them to hopefully add something. And Does Chris Christie add anything? Does he get the Northeast, which supposedly Romney would already have, like, you know, with the Massachusetts, New Hampshire crowd, whatever?
Right.
Does he add anything to it? That's what the question would be.
True, very true. Now, let me ask you this question I didn't ask them. On the provision that Christie says no, who do you think would be Romney's second choice?
Well, Marco Rubio is the guy that everybody's talking about, the senator from Florida. They're talking about him being the likely choice, but he keeps saying no, he doesn't want to be that guy.
Right.
That he's not, you know, that he's not interested. That he's happy to continue to be the senator, the junior senator that he is from Florida. So is there enough pressure put on him? Does it suddenly appeal to him? He's the other guy whose name keeps coming up. And if not him, you know, who's next? Those were the two names that I heard the most.
And who knows? Maybe he'll take somebody, what's that saying? He'll take somebody out of right field that you and I would never even thought of.
Yeah. Well, remember Sarah Palin.
Right.
And John McCain. Nobody thought of Sarah Palin.
I went, Sarah who?
Yeah, that's what everybody did, but then, boy, there was excitement in the beginning of that.
Right, many moon ago when Ronald Reagan asked, you know, who would be, everyone thought, you know, when Gerald Ford is running, who would be his vice presidential running mate, and, yeah, I'm giving away my age here. And when he asked, and we went, because everyone thought it was going to be like Ronald Reagan, from what I remembered, Reagan's group didn't want it. It was either the nomination or nothing.
Right. Exactly. So, and that's also the problem, you know, and at this point, that's what you're going to get a lot of.
Right. You know, and you say someone might be dropping out tomorrow?
John Huntsman, former governor of Utah, former ambassador to China. That's it, supposedly, yeah.
Is that a big deal?
Well, it was a big deal to the people who liked Huntsman. He had he came in third in New Hampshire. He spent a lot of money up there, but he wasn't going to get the nomination, no.
Okay, and then
here's what happens, Sam. You know this. You start to go down in the polls. It doesn't look like you have a shot at winning. No. How are you going to raise the money?
True, true. So does that mean it could be by Super Tuesday, it could be just a one-horse race?
Oh, yeah. It could be Romney. I mean, Romney was the establishment guy all the way along, so maybe it is him.
Okay. Yeah, so, but...
about that?
Yeah, I mean, I guess we're going to have to wait and see. Oh, and you were talking to the financial guy earlier. Even though I work for the city of Montreal, and I could retire in another 5 years if I want to. I may not want to because you're fine. I have the city pension, my union pension, and federal and provincial. I may not have enough to live on comfortably.
Well, that's what everybody's saying. A lot of people are working way past into their 70s and beyond because they're scared to death. They don't know that they're going to have enough money, and they don't know that they want to do that because they don't want to. They don't want to live on fish sticks. They're afraid that things might get too expensive.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, I'm lucky. I'm not married. And have children and have a mortgage or a car, you know, car payment, whatever. But still, I mean, wouldn't you be worried just slightly?
Yes. I think everybody's worried. I think everybody, really honestly, I don't care if you're 25, 30, 35, 40, 45, 50, 55, anywhere in there.
Right.
Really, I think everybody should be worried. People who are retiring now, I think you're still okay. Yeah. People who are behind that, who are a decade behind that, I think everybody in that crowd has to worry. Sam, thanks.
Take care.
Let's go to Al also in Canada. Hey, Al.
Yeah, hi, Kate. Too bad about T-Bowl. But anyway, it's so cold up here that Fahrenheit and centigrade are coinciding. It's so cold up here that the Fahrenheit thermometer and the centigrade thermometer are bunching together to keep warm. Even the thermometers are bunching together to keep warm. Our high is going to be around 30 below.
And,
you know, I think we should change it. You know, they used to call it global warming, right? All of the environmentalists, the left-wing environmentalist extremists, they used to call it global warming, right?
Right.
And now they call it climate change. And apparently why don't we change it to climate evolution? Most of the environmentalist extremists believe in evolution, right? They're big. They worship Charles Darwin, right?
Yes.
Would you agree with me? Most of them kind of worship Charles Darwin and the theory of evolution. So if we call it climate evolution, how can they be opposed to evolution?
Yeah, that term evolution could get you into trouble, Al.
Yeah, well, let's just call it. And also, you know, they were right. I hope that Mitt Romney is not going to be really liberal. Do you think he's going to be liberal on language? Because they were attacking him for speaking. Remember when Gingrich attacked him or Santorum attacked him for speaking French?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you think Romney is going to be liberal on Spanish? Do you think,
no.
Do you think he's going to declare USA to be bilingual?
No, no. And plus, remember, he's the one branch of government. I mean, he's not the legislative branch. He's not making the laws. He can veto them,
right,
and he can push his agenda. But never forget, he's not the legislative branch.
Right. Yeah, but he wouldn't try to pressure Congress into making the USA Spanish.
No,
English. English. I know this is going to sound ethnocentric or chauvinistic or you know, whatever. I don't care what you want to call it. I couldn't care less what people call it. But English is the most concise, compact and efficient language. If you take a book, you take three books. All the parameters are identical. The font size, the letter size, the font size, the page thickness, the page size. The English book is always going to be 30% less pages than the Spanish book or the French book. Because English is the most concise language of the three. But I don't know about Japanese or Russian or whatever. But between English, French, and Spanish, English is the most concise language, and therefore English is the most environmentally friendly language because. Because just take, for example, the word 99. Do you know how the French say the word 99? There is no word for 99 in French. Did you know that?
Right, right.
The only way you can say 99 in French is 99, which means 4 times 20 plus 10 plus 9. I mean, in order to say 99, you've got to say 4 times 20 plus 10 plus 9. That's 20 letters. It's 10 letters. 99 in English is 10 letters. Therefore, it's almost twice as many letters to say the same damn thing. Therefore, you don't have to be a rocket surgeon to figure out that it's going to take almost twice as much paper, right?
Right.
If your name is John, this is how stupid the government of Canada is. If your name is John Smith and you live in the most English part of Canada, everything that comes from the federal government is mailed in French and English out to a guy named John Smith in a place where nobody speaks French. And they know he, with a name like John Smith, you know, you don't have a snowball, so you have 3 months. So they, and the French is always about 40-50% more paper. So we're murdering trees in the interest of bilingualism.
So Al, so what you're saying is it's all about English speaking. I gotcha. Thanks. That was a long-winded way to explain that. I mean, you know, here's the bottom line. Al, you're doing that thing. It's like Sam in Montreal, the fight over French versus English. You know, you talk to other people who have to learn the English language, they say it's the most difficult language to learn. Since I grew up an English speaker, since I am from a family of English speakers, I would disagree, but it's my native tongue. Oh, man.